Krisis, Perik, Hey, Mishnah, Vav, 5-6. We continue the same pattern here. This is the third of five. Here we have Chaticha Shel Chelev and Chaticha Shel Kodesh. Two pieces of food, both of which are forbidden to eat, but for different reasons. One is Chelev, which carries a penalty of Karis, Bemezid, and a Chatas, Beshogig. And one is Kodesh, meaning it's Hektesh, so therefore it carries Isser of Me'ila, and if one who eats it, he would have to bring the Asham Me'ilos. Okay? But now we don't know who ate what. That's the scenario here. So it says the Mishnah as follows. Same A, B, C. First A is Reuven ate one, but didn't know which one he ate. Achal es achas mehen ve'en yidua eiz mehen achal. He ate one of the two pieces. Maybe it was chelev, and maybe it was kodesh. So maybe he has to bring a chatas. Maybe he has to bring an asham, but he doesn't know either. So therefore, maybe asham talui. He brings an asham talui. Why? So according to the halacha, the chachamim, Tanakama, he may or may not have done the iser of eating chelev. And for that, you bring an asham talui. Simple. Now, we mentioned Rabbi Akiva here because he also agrees to bring an asham talui, but here this asham talui is doing like two separate things. It's doing double duty because he holds even the guy who ate the kodesh maybe would have to bring a asham talui for that. But regardless, he's bringing an asham talui whether it's for his chelev or whether it's for his kodesh that ate, he brings an asham talui, says Rabbi Akiva. Now, Achal es hashnia. Now, if this guy goes and eats the second piece, now so now we know Reuven for sure ate both chelev and kodesh, and therefore maybe chatas v'asham vaday. He has to bring a chatas for eating the chelev, which he for sure ate, and he has to bring the asham me'ilos for eating the kodesh because he ate that for sure as well. Now, what happens if you have Reuven and Shimon? Achal echad eser rishona uva'acher v'achal es hashnia. So Reuven ate one of the pieces, Shimon ate the other piece, but neither one knows which one ate what. Zemevi Asham Tali Vazemevi Asham Tali. Tanakama says, which is really also Rabbi Akiva Shita, which is each one brings an Asham Tali because they may or may not have eaten the Chelev, which is a Chiev Chatas. Okay? Rabbi Akiva says again, it doesn't matter. They both have to bring an Asham Tali because besides for the one who ate the Chelev, one also ate the Kodesh. So it gets an Asham Tali because they don't know which one they did. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Mevin Chatas Va'asham. Rabbi Shimon says, wait a second. Why are you bringing Asham Talui's here? They know they did the Isser of eating Chelev between the two of them. They know they did the Isser of Me'ila between the two of them. And therefore, let them bring a Chatas and an Asham Me'ilos, again with a Tanai. They'll say, if I'm the guy who ate the Chelev, then this Chatas is for me, and the ram is the Asham for the other guy. And if I'm the one who ate the Chelev, ate the Kodesh, then this ram is going to be my asham, and I relinquish ownership in the goat or sheep female that goes now to the other guy. Okay, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, ein shnai mevin chatas v'asham. There's no such thing as bring a chatas or an asham between the two of you. Therefore, you can't do that. Instead, each just brings the asham tali, like Tanakama, and that will be straightforward.